I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. The Utah Jazz are up by almost 30 right now against the Cleveland Cavaliers, Scott. It feels good. Third quarter, 2 minutes left, and boy, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The Jazz are your possible NBA champions for this year, and I would defy anybody. What is this, a day and a half removed from me saying this is the worst team I've ever seen? It's just the up-and-down nature of sports. That's why we're here, Scott. This is why we do our show. As Rudy Gobert just has been getting swats all over this court this evening, it's good to see a smile on his face. We're kicking things off, though, not with the Utah Jazz, but we're going to do things like we always do with the 705 cut. We got to talk about this college football season because, boy, just so many things went on. The national championship last night, I'm curious as to your thoughts because we weren't here together when it actually finished, but it was a blowout win, and it's a 705 cut. Let's see.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Troll poll of the day, Scott. You ready for this?
Bring it on. I'm ready. Let's have it.
By the way, the cut is always brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Visit Wasatch Medical Clinic if you're sick of pills and you're dealing with ED. WasatchMedicalClinic.com for a free offer. Scott, I don't know. What were your thoughts at the end of all of it? We were in awe of just how good Alabama has been.
Well, no, you're going to give me the poll.
Oh, the troll poll's this.
The troll poll question.
Was it worth it? Was this college football season in 2020 to 2021 now? Was it worth it? And we've got a lot of folks who've weighed in already, but I'm curious as to your thoughts because my thought was, and I think a lot of BYU observers, and of course we do a lot of that here at the home of the Cougars here on KSL News Radio, but I think BYU fans would say absolutely because it was an amazing season. Zach Wilson say best season ever, right? But here's the deal. Was it worth it going through all of that to be able to have maybe what is a bigger disparity in college football now with Alabama winning 52-24 last night and just looking like not just the class of college football, but really looking like nobody else is close. And it just felt like it wasn't really the type of ending you want to do a season that tried really hard to get a season going.
So Alabama was amazing. I mean, really. I mean, they were remarkable. And you say, well, maybe these other teams didn't really matter that much. If you remember, Ohio State was vehemently arguing and petitioning, one, to be able to play the season because they felt like they had the best team they've ever had ever at Ohio State. And then they're petitioning to get into their league championship game because they, you know, COVID was going to eliminate them from that, which would have eliminated them from the playoffs. And so you have Ohio State, who's a team that really wanted to play football, because I don't think a lot of teams really wanted to play football this year. I really don't. So there's a part of me that says most of college football, I would say a majority of the schools and the teams were probably half in it. And I think a lot of it boiled down to fans. I think it boiled down to testing. I think it boiled down to canceled games, late starts, schedules being minimized. And I think it weighs on everyone. And so it's hard to get into it. But if you're a BYU fan, nobody handled it better than BYU. And if you're a Utah fan, it was actually a remarkable season as well, in the sense that All these young players got to play and got game experience for Utah, which is phenomenal, and it didn't count, right? It was just like, yeah, this is just like a freebie. And then on top of that, if you're a Utah fan, and I say this, I kind of laugh, Alex, but I say this in all seriousness, Utah did not lose to BYU this year, and it probably would have been the year that they lost. And so you have to say, yes.
As long as you'll say that, like honestly, as long as you'll say, yeah, look, it was good they didn't play BYU. They could have probably lost this year. That's almost good enough for BYU fan. The moral victory is almost good enough for BYU.
But see, everybody wins. That's my whole point. Initially, when we talked about this, I was like, this college football season, everyone hates it. It's a waste. It's an absolute joke. This is terrible, right? And I feel that way. I think a lot of teams just weren't into it. But then as I thought about it, it's like there were some actually really good things that came out of this. And quite frankly, I think a team, and people will roll their eyes at me, but I don't care. Roll your eyes all you want. I think a team like BYU or Cincinnati should have had a shot in the playoffs. I really wish BYU would have won.
Why would people roll their eyes about that? Because considering now how the playoff went and how bad those games were,
right,
and how big of the blowouts they were. I mean, listen, you're talking about two semifinal games that were not close, and you're talking about a national championship game that was even less close. And so why would anybody – like this –
give them a shot.
Exactly. There are plenty of people who go, what are you going to lose out on? A couple of teams with some big-time – Cinderella slippers on, which is exactly what we look forward to in college basketball. And so college football needs to take the next step, and that is nothing's going to change. The problem is it was worth it for the right now. Just like, you know, that burrito on your way home at midnight is quote-unquote worth it in that moment, yes, it is. That's what 2020 football was. It was just that bad decision burrito late, going in, you're eating that thing at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you went, that's the best burrito I've ever had. 4 a.m. comes around, and you go, maybe not such a good decision, but you know what? I liked it in the moment, but maybe it doesn't end up being a good decision overall, because what you end up getting is a bigger disparity. College football has gotten worse in a lot of programs. It's gotten better at the ones that you don't really want it to get better at for there to be some sort of parity in the game. Alabama's going to continue to get better. Did you see the aw shucks moment last night from Nick Saban after the game? Oh, I just did this for the kids, man. Nothing matters except for that these kids got to play in the national championship game. And I'm like,
But don't you know how coaches talk, Alex? I don't. Just, like,
I know this Aflac hack over like, here.
Whatever.
Just rolling with this thing. And I'm telling, I
nobody's going to care about this season.
And BYU
Alex.
Fans will
except
care.
For BYU fans.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is that you're in this weird spot, and Alabama's in this spot too. Alabama is going best championship ever, because what he did with the aw shucks thing was, this may be the most difficult championship I've ever won out of the seven that I've got in my back pocket now. And you go, no one, oh, really, was it? Because you weren't challenged in any game except for one, for a half of football. So was it the hardest one, or was it just that it was different because you had to do so much of the testing protocols and all these things? I don't think college football got better, but it was worth it because, selfishly, Scott, I got to watch college football every week. I got to go to Lavelle Edwards Stadium to cover BYU. My kids got to go to a couple games at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. So was it worth it? Yes, the answer is, for the short term, yes, absolutely. In the morning, you might not feel very good, but guess what? Going forward, I think that this is a good deal. Think about those young guys up at Utah, Scott. Of course this is a good season for them.
Well, the thing about them and most people is it was weird, okay? And so it's like, okay, fine, it's called. And that to me, the whole season was just weird. The first game I broadcast on the radio, I go, this is silly. Like, this is really silly.
What do you mean silly? Like stupid? Like, I can't believe
you're
doing
this? Come on. Really, this isn't college football. And you heard it. You heard it from Kyle Whittingham. Kyle Whittingham even goes, I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I have my head down, and I'm pretty focused in a college football game. I'm dialed in, which you know he is,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah. You see it on his face.
And he goes, but I got to admit, you know, I look up and I go, there are no fans. And I look at the south end zone and I go, and there's construction, and there's no noise, and there's no atmosphere whatsoever. And if you don't have any atmosphere, it's just hard. It's just so hard. And so then he, you know, you hear him talk about, it's 3 hours a day just to get every one of our personnel and our players through the testing just to know, are we going to be able to play this week? It's three additional hours that we have to add to everything that we're doing. So, yeah, I know, believe me, and it could have been really weird for BYU too. I mean, Tom Homo goes, hey, if the Big 12 doesn't go, we don't go. You know, so just by the skin of their teeth, BYU has this incredible season. And I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just saying, but it was completely different and completely unexpected and completely strange and odd. So this was a very weird, odd, unconventional season in college football that I think pretty much everyone, even I know it's winning national championships. I know BYU had what they consider probably one of the best years they've ever had. But most people are going to want to go, can we just get on to next season? And hopefully next season there's some semblance of normalcy to it, because right now, who knows?
What program do you think was like, this was the worst year? Like, they were like, beyond this is not worth it.
Oh, I'll tell you, I almost every team in the Big Ten.
Everybody except for Ohio State.
And
Ohio
even
State
the Pac-12.
Like,
I mean, I would almost say almost every team in the Pac-12.
I would say Penn State. Like, just like a team that just got absolutely kicked in the gut. And, yeah, you know, because there was
that was my first blush.
Look, Northwestern, a heck of a year, right? Yeah. Ohio State, you could see why they were begging for that season to come back. All right, we're going to come back. We got more to talk about with college football and the college football season. The troll poll, I'll give you some of those results we've got on our Twitter page, KSL's Unrivaled on Twitter. We'll come right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Score update for the Jazz game as well.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.